So I understand you're working through a series of growing through what you go through. Today we want to think about letting God raise you above your circumstances. I wanted to start to tell you a little more about my faith story. It doesn't start out very well. I mentioned I didn't like church. I really didn't like church. My mom made me go. It seems to be a theme, but she seems to know what she's doing. And I endured church. I got confirmed, and then the big question after confirmation my mother asked me was, now you can decide now if you want to go to church. What would you like to do? No. And so I didn't want to go to church at all. And then summer camp came along in my life, and I didn't just find some fun activities, didn't just enjoy a week outside, didn't just enjoy making some new friends. I found some faith I didn't know that I had. Maybe it was in there all along, and I needed an experience like camp to bring it out. So I'm going back to camp. Faith is starting to make sense to me, but I'm also not sure. It's like even following Jesus. I don't know. I'm young. Is that how I want to live my life? Maybe not. I don't know. And there was a moment at Silver Lake Camp. There's a Vespers with some benches that overlook the water and a cross, a beautiful, sacred, peaceful place. And I was sitting there by myself. I'm maybe 15 by now. I'm sitting there by myself and struggling with it. God, Jesus, maybe, or leave that, get on with being a regular teenager. And I was struggling. I wasn't really sure what I wanted, but felt I needed to kind of pick one or the other. And then a prayer kind of happened. And the prayer was probably the shortest, simplest prayer you could ever say. And my prayer was, okay. I spell it with two letters, O and O and K. Okay, I wasn't even sure what I meant. Looking back, I think I meant something like, okay, God, be in my life. I want you in my life. And okay, I do want to follow Jesus and see where this goes. Okay. And I can draw a line from that moment to a lot of events in my life and a lot of things that happened in my life. Kind of go back to that saying okay to God. In our scripture today, the last part was about we carry with us the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed. I know after that, okay, I felt a lot of the life of Jesus, resurrection, finding more in life than I knew was there through prayer, through Christian community, through being more interested in the Bible, through serving, through seeing myself as a vessel that God could work through. Saying okay to God turned out to be a pretty good decision, not just for a great week at camp, but for a whole new life. And I feel like I did experience resurrection, and I happened to be part of a movement of young people all around the United Church in Southern Ontario, and we'd have worship services. It just felt like the resurrection life of Jesus was alive. And there were hard times as well, and the hard times come. And there was a moment just a few years ago, actually, I was living my dream job. We were doing work in inner city Hamilton with vulnerable children and their families. My job was to put on these awesome shows for the kids about where they could be reminded they're loved and God has a plan for their life, and a dream job. COVID came along. It was kind of rough. Then a couple years after COVID, givings had changed quite a bit because of COVID, and they couldn't afford my position any longer. And for the first time in my life, I didn't have a job. I didn't realize how much that affects one's self-esteem. Oh, I must be a, kind of a loser. How on earth am I going to pay for my house and my kids and my family? I just remember feeling rock bottom for about 3 days. If you've lost a job, maybe you can relate, and probably the same as other losses we experience in my life. It just feels like death has has come upon us. And then I remember thinking back to my okay. When I said okay to God, did I just say okay to the good times in life? Or did I say okay, whatever comes my way, in that God would be just as present and the resurrection power of Christ would be just as much there in the low times as well as the high times? And so that reminder gave me the confidence to go back to, okay, I don't know how this is going to work, but okay, God, here we go. And again, following Jesus, being connected to Christ has been resurrection and seeing God's provision in all kinds of wonderful ways. But how does it work in this passage? So it says we have this treasure in jars of clay. And, you know, in archaeology, when you find clay, you find pieces. You don't usually find a pot that's all together because clay breaks really easily. Maybe a bit like us. We break pretty easily. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. And if we think of ourselves as a clay pot, maybe some cracks, some holes, it's kind of holding together. And my pot is maybe has some duct tape on it, just trying to keep things together. But there's a treasure inside. And I was thinking in preparing for this morning, how would we describe what is the treasure inside? And I found out it's right here in your sanctuary. You're here to awaken the Christ light in each other, in me, in you, in all around us. The Christ light within, and to shine it in the world. That's the treasure. Verse 6, just before this passage, says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ." That's the treasure. That's the mystery of Christian faith, Christ in us, the light within. And here's the interesting part. If we try to be a clay pot that's got it all together, and we like to have it all together, we like to project strength. I'm not a broken clay pot. I'm strong, I have the right answers, I can do anything, no weakness here. If we try to be a clay pot that has it all together, what are we doing? There's no room for that light to show. They're just going to see us. And that's an adventure in missing the point of being a Christian. The point isn't, hey, look at me. I'm pretty great. I got it together. Aren't I great? We have enough of that going on in our world. To be a Christian is to have the light of Christ, the treasure within, shine through us into the world so all can see. And so in a strange way, we need those cracks in the pot. We need those holes, those weaknesses, the broken parts of us, because those are the parts that allow the light of Christ to shine through us. I mean, Paul is crazy. At one point he says, I'm thankful for my weaknesses because it's a chance for God's strength to be revealed in me. And so we might try to hold ourselves together, but I don't think that's the point. To be who we are, to bring all that we are, our strengths, our weaknesses, broken jars of clay, bring it to God and let God shine through us as we are. And that's how the surpassing power that belongs to God is at work in the world. I lost a job. I'm sure you have experienced losses like that, probably some much more difficult. And the hard times will always come. To say okay to God is to say okay in the good ones, the good times, in the bad times. This week, my wife reminded me of a friend of ours. She knows him better. 5 years ago, he got ALS disease. This is someone who's lived an incredible life. He's lived for Christ. He's been in ministry. Everybody who knows him, oh, the joy of this guy. God has used him in so many ways. He's such an incredible person. 5 years ago, he got ALS. And just this past week, he put out, there was a video made of him, and he can't speak anymore. But there is some new device that allows him to speak just a little bit. And so he was able to express himself in this video, and I wanted to read what he wrote. His name is Phil Serez. And he says, "My speech deteriorated gradually. My fingers couldn't keep up with the song on my piano. Everything breaks down so slowly. Then all of a sudden you realize you are a paraplegic. It's a loss of influence that takes getting used to. You become a silent spectator. You can't contribute in time to be valuable. That's hard as a leader or father. Now in year 5, I've lost pretty much everything. I can't move anything except for my head, slightly. I'm still me, I'm alive, and I still have much to live for, much to give, much to receive. I can still speak into my son's life or testify to the goodness of God. The journey is scary, but I have discovered hidden treasure in staying alive. Yes, it's possible to keep living while your body is dying." And he says later that he believes he is about to, soon to die. "The love of God is present even in the valley of the shadow of death." What an incredible testimony to the greatness of God. Even as his body can do almost nothing, he will soon die. And the light of Christ is shining through him in all of those difficulties. I want to finish by thinking about how we get through these storms in life, how we grow through what we go through, how we let God raise us above our circumstances. If we think of a storm, and if you're a bird, there's different ways to get through that storm. Apparently, smaller birds will just try to flap their wings harder to try and get out of it. But it doesn't work for the most part. And when the storms come, the difficulties, the losses, the ways we experience pain and sorrow, often our first response, I'm just going to try a little harder. I got to get out of this. But life isn't that easy. It's difficult to get out of suffering when it comes our way in all its different forms. There's another type of bird that has a different way to handle the storms of life, and that is the eagle. And instead of flapping harder, the eagle spreads its wings wider. And the currents pick up that eagle and raise it up. And it can then be above the storm, it can see a little more clearly, and it can guide through that miraculous power of that current through the storm. It's still in the storm, but it can get through it as the power of the current raises it up. And isn't that a great image for us in the storm? We can try to work hard, or maybe sometimes we just give up in the storm, or we can open ourselves to the winds of God, to the power of God, to the Holy Spirit, and let God raise us up to see a little more clearly, and miraculously even find peace in the storm. This passage from Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, "Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." And so the secret of the eagle is to open up to God, to say okay to God in the storms, and let the surpassing greatness of God carry us higher and carry us through it. Just to wrap up, summer camp fits really well with this passage. Summer camp does not look impressive. The buildings are falling apart. People work so hard to keep the site together. It's hard. There's never enough money. The leaders, they're just kids, teenagers. Ratty clothes, they don't have a lot of life experience. Kids from all over the place, it doesn't look like much. But in my experience, it's been a place where ordinary people, people with lots of warts and broken people, come as they are, and God does something within it, and the light of Christ shines through all those imperfect people together in a beautiful, beautiful way. And so for all of us, will there be storms in our life? Absolutely. Maybe right now, more to come. There will be. And saying okay to God, to Jesus, is okay that we will carry around the death of Christ, and sometimes that's what he is meeting us in our deaths, or he's meeting us in resurrection. The point is that Christ in us and through us is how we shine his light as we are, even when we are jars of clay. Amen.